friends, and a big, hurking good morning to you. This is Studio Usher U Jardan. Hey, you big bruisers, time to get on the good foot with Robin and Maynard.
I turned the light on your safety patrol helmet this morning, Robin.
Well, thank you. As you know, I predicted the earthquake, as I have every single day for the past 2 years. Yeah. I finally got it. I'm very proud of myself.
That's right. Yeah, you predict them long enough. I didn't hear you barking about it yesterday.
Oh, I was barking yesterday morning.
The only day that you don't mention it, and that's the day that we have it.
No, I was screaming, the cats are acting weird. The cats are acting weird. One of them crawled in the dishwasher.
Okay, roll eyes. Roll eyes. Well, here we are the day after. You know, at 1:10 this morning, did you feel it? There was a 3-4.
No.
Did you predict it?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, you're no good. Okay, well, here we are. On March 1st, we'll run through what's going on in this town after our 6-8 shaker yesterday. Everybody has a story. And by the way, we want to hear yours. Had to be some funky business going on yesterday. There had to be some people on the John. There had to be some people in the little train out at SeaTac. There had to be people that were having an affair at a Motel 6. And when they got home, their sweetie said, where were you, honey, during the quake? Oh, that was a bad one, wasn't it?
I knew that Gruntner was in the Pioneer Square area, and they'd had a lot of damage there. And I thought, oh, God, that is the worst, oldest building in the entire city. It's going to be bad. And he said he thought he was going to die. He thought, how can I jump 3 stories and live?
Yeah, a lot of people did.
And when you see the pictures, you can see why the floorboards were busting, popping up.
We want to know, where's the worst place to be in an earthquake? Specifically, where were you? What was going on? And you have to think that there was plenty of coitus interruptus.
At that hour?
Is that coitus boost? I'm just wondering.
No, that's called...
At 10:55? Sure, at 10:55 in the morning. Why not?
I think it would probably stop things pretty pronto.
Hi, good morning. It's Robin and Maynard.
Yeah, Robin was talking about cats disappearing. We had one come back that's been gone for 4 months. It is one beat-up cat. We're going to take it to the vet, but it's alive, and it looks like it's been hit by a car, and it hasn't eaten for 4 months.
And it came back?
Well, I was coming back down the street to the house, and I came in the back way because there was some debris in the roadway. I live up in Marysville, and a cat ran out in front of me, and I stopped. Well, let it get to the side, and I started driving down the road, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and this cat is following my truck down the road. So I stopped, opened the door, it hopped in, and I didn't think it was our cat because it looks so bad. It just looks awful. It took a half hour before I realized it was our cat.
That's strange. It's like Beaver getting hit on the head with a typewriter. You were at 911?
Yeah, I was.
In Olympia?
Uh-huh.
Well, you were sitting right over the epicenter.
Not any place I want to ever be again, that's for sure.
How long did it take for the phones to light up?
Not very long. Once the shaking stopped and we crawled up from underneath our desks, the phones went nuts. I'd hurt myself going down on the floor, and so I just kind of rolled over and grabbed my keyboard and started taking calls.
Was there anybody really in dire stress, or did they just...
Yeah, we had some structure fires. We had broken gas mains. We had reports of some buildings that collapsed, and the facades on some of the older buildings downtown Olympia had fallen. And we had some people that were hit by flying debris. It was pretty dicey there for a while. Of course, they were interspersed with the calls that never should have come into us.
Why would you call? What are you calling to report an earthquake?
They call and ask us, we just had an earthquake. We're going, no kidding. And some of them are saying, well, where was it centered? And they're asking you like 30 seconds after it happened. And you're going, well, I don't know. But I think
they want to know the tectonic plate shift on 911.
Yeah. People do strange things when they panic.
Uh-huh.
I think the most interesting call I had was the lady who asked me if it was going to happen again. And I said, well...
You say, hell yes, anytime and soon.
Yes, ma'am, an aftershock at 3-4 at 1:10 tomorrow morning. Be sure to be up for it.
Yeah, my crystal ball's in the shop, so I'll get back to you on that.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate
thanks for
the
calling.
Call. What does a plane do if you are coming in, if you were flying in as a pilot, and you are ready to land, and you're down low enough where you can't leave again? How does a plane respond when it hits the tarmac during that earthquake?
We go now to the telephone, and to you, sir, good morning.
Yeah, is this Earthquake Central?
Yeah, it is. It's.
Yeah, there was no aftershock this morning.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. Now, I got off patrol and came home. Mm-hmm. But my old lady found some lipstick on my collar. Mm-hmm. and she had a 3.2 magnitude crap fit.
Did she?
He chased me all around the house.
Yeah, I bet.
Throwing everything but the kitchen sink, actually. She did throw the kitchen sink.
Did she?
Anyway, I just want to make the announcement. But I've shut down Fat Tuesday for good, okay?
Oh, it was you.
And I'm shutting down Seafair Opening Day Boat Parade. In fact, the new Groyman law proposes that no more than two people can cogitate at once.
Cogitate?
Two's a couple, three's a crowd. So I got to go out on looter patrol.
Hey, wait a second.
You loot, you'll be quanking in your boat. Mm. I'll come down on you with an 8.2. Mm. You'll have aftershocks for a year when... you take a whack from 22 pounds of Tennessee hickory today, right?
How about the Shriners selling those little
stupid head
poppies?
You have cracks in your cranium bigger than the runway at Boeing Field. When I pound you, your whole body will liquefy like the ground under Safeco Field.
Hey, I have to ask you something, sir, and if you could quit wheezing for just a moment. You big Candy, you Nancy, you Girly, you Sissy, what happened in Pioneer Square? You were threatening that if there was any trouble, you were going to take care of it.
I slept right through it.
Did you? Yeah.
I gotta go.
Are you a man facing divorce, custody, or a child support case? Call 1-800-DIVORCE for Goldberg and Jones, won't you? Phone questions answered. No charge. 1-800-DIVORCE.
Wonderful, wonderful.